Namaste, my name is Ruhe Zimmer, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about what makes sense. Sit over. What if I told you that the things you're chasing, the promotion, the rise, a new car, a perfect body, are not truly what you are seeking? They are just drops in the ocean. Do you respect yourself? Do you love yourself? Are you happy and grateful for what you have and what you have accomplished? If not, you're running away from your real problems. This is the most important thing. If you don't love yourself and if you're not happy and grateful, then something is wrong. And then you are looking for substitutes and running about for a higher salary or for more money or for some for a better car. Ask this yourself. And this you have to solve first in your life. Time is the most precious commodity you have. You can't get a single second back. Time passes on its own. Use it wisely. Live every second as if it matters. Do you want to enjoy your time? That's what matters. Are you with the right people? Are you wasting your time on social media? Where's your love? Do you love someone? Are your relationships fulfilling? And do you love yourself? Solve this problem first. If you spend your time with people who don't value it, let them go. Maybe they are not worth your time. It's not about how you make your money, it's about enjoying your work and earning enough to live well. It's not about how you make your money, it's about enjoying your work and earning enough to live well. Okay. The next big point is ask yourself, what's your purpose in life? Why are you here? Deep down, we all want to have a purpose. We want to do what makes sense for us. To make a difference in the world, I think this is an ego trip, okay? Nobody can make a difference in the world, okay? But we want to have a purpose, okay? For example, I want to make everything as good as I can without compromise. I want to make everything as good as I can without compromise. This means not perfect, but as good as I can. One of my bosses once said, work is the most important thing in life because we spend most of our time and energy working to earn money. Think this over now. And if you can't enjoy your work? Yet everywhere I see people working half-heartedly, unmotivated, and often doing poor quality work. I see it everywhere. They don't care. If you don't care for your work, you don't care for your life. You don't care for yourself. Another boss said, you have to learn to do things you can't or don't like to do and learn to enjoy them. Otherwise, your work suffers. It was true. For instance, I used to hate answering the phone because I want to make my work. The solution, my supervisors connected their phone lines to mine when they were away. I learned to manage their calls and take responsibility for the outcomes. So then I was just the second chief in this firm because I was responsible for the decisions and so on. And I want to make only my work, but then the people ask what should we do, what he likes and so on. You see, You can make out everything good. Okay? If your work sucks, your life sucks. If your work sucks, your life sucks. That's 100% true. Why aren't you trying your best? You can learn to enjoy every work. Okay, I will come later to it. Why aren't you trying your best? Then you're not only anymore a victim of your work. Surrender your life to God, not to social media. Surrender your life to God, not to social media. In our ashram, we learn to enjoy every task, even cleaning toilets or sorting garbage. If we can do it, anyone can. I can tell you stories from this and so on. It was so magical that I've done it on great festivals, and then Indian came, you should not do this work, and then they did it, even they were Brahmin. It was, miracles happened to them. They never would thought one single moment that they would clean the toilets of Indians, and I didn't care. But they could not stand that I do this work. So they did it. And through this, they gained a quantum jump. Okay? If you can't or don't like to do something, do it for the Lord. This was my secret. I did it for the Lord. Sacrifice your work and it outcomes for the Lord. I do everything for the Lord. Then everything is easy. Imagine you are working for the Lord and He is pleased what you are doing. When I forget it, okay, I'm not perfect. But when I do it with this intention, then everything makes sense. Be proud that you can serve Him, even you cleaning Indian toilets. That's when life makes sense. We all need a spiritual connection to God. If we don't have one, we should strive for it. Okay. In the end, the most important thing is this. Your health is your wealth. A healthy lifestyle with a plant-based diet and daily workout is key. Even cycling to work counts. If you don't work out every day, you'll never build a strong lasting habit. I've never met anyone who maintained a workout routine without doing it daily. You have to do the workout daily. Even all the trainers say you don't need 5 days, is enough, then you will stop. I have seen it, and I don't know any exception. I do my workouts since I'm 12 years old. Also, I don't want to break over 50 years. Because of my back, a bad back, I had to do workouts every day. And the next thing is avoid industrially processed food and junk food. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.